would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
That's me, you guys.
I didn't know any of that.
And, based on the increased sound quality you're probably experiencing, I'm not getting a whole... Oh, there we go. That's a little better in the headphones. How
the
are
headphones
you doing?
Headphones are loud.
Loud? How's that? Is that doing anything for you?
I don't know. Turn it down a little more.
Turning it down? Turning it down? No. How about this one? Does this do anything? Or is this both of us? Is that,
I don't know.
Is that changing your volume at all?
I don't think it is.
Okay. It's obvious. Here, let's try this one. Is this one doing anything?
No.
How about this one?
You gotta keep talking while you turn it down.
Yeah, I'm doing it. You would notice. I could hear it changing in mind. Okay. Is there a knob on the thing where your headphones are plugged in? This is St. John Forward Radio, speaking of top quality. Is that doing it?
Yeah, I think.
All right, well, now that we've got these technicals out of the way, we've got a special show coming up in a couple of minutes. We're getting a phone call from writer, teacher, and dreamer, Sidra Jaffrey. And so, unfortunately, no time for a full-on St. John Forward Radio intro. We've got my dear wife, May, here.
Hi.
Just came back from a weekend at the Impact Music Festival. Minimal fighting, a little bit, not too much. It was fine.
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think two fights.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
One fight and a half fight. A snark.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, people at the concert. I didn't see any fights at the concert.
No, everybody was pretty chill. We're going to have a phone call. So,
do you want to try?
Give us a call and we'll do a test. Talk into your phone instead of the microphone once you do the call.
What was it again?
648-5925. Nobody else call and screw this up.
Yeah, don't. Everybody don't call for a sec, okay?
Wait a minute. Where's the phone? Is there still a phone in here? Oh, it's up there. All right. Is it ringing?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Hello?
Did you call the right number? 648-5925?
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. Let me dial my... This is very exciting.
This is good.
Why don't you tell us about the concert a little bit
while
I call myself?
Yeah. Actually, the concert was really good. It was very exciting. I think that the best... Here were my best parts. Attila was really good because they were just really loud and over the top. Rob Zombie was awesome. There was a big screen and he was yelling to get high and... It was just very ridiculous.
Oh, I gave you the wrong number.
Oh,
it's
great!
It's 648-5667.
Okay. Have you been giving out the wrong number like
possibly
every week, and that's why nobody calls? What is it? 648.
5667. That used to be the office phone. I think they switched it around.
Well, that's why they called that number then. Yeah, there
is that
it is.
You?
Yeah, right. That's me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
All right, so keep telling us about the concert.
Okay, so anyway, those were my two favorite parts, and then my other best part was the little guy working that made the vegan burritos for us. Just as I got to him, his partner had walked out, and he was really verklempt about it, and I told him that he did a wonderful job and that what he was doing was really important. And he put french fries on my burrito, so that was good. And I also liked the ladies working in the merch booth who were just volunteers. So they didn't really know what was going on as far as, like, the metal shoe. Which was fine, because I had little to no idea what was going on as well. And I don't know. What else? We sat up on a dusty hill in lawn chairs.
I got cigarettes blown in my face all day.
The entire time.
That was nice.
You did.
That's not me. We've got a phone call.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sidra?
Yes, it is.
Hi. Well, this is John Forward, and this is St. John Forward Radio. How are you doing tonight? Where are you calling us from?
I am in the UK.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. This is my first over-the-phone radio interview. It's pretty exciting for us. Usually we have local comedians and such, and there's been a few other people in here, but I'm looking forward to this one. So I guess to start off, your website or your Facebook calls you a writer, teacher, and a dreamer. I guess a good place to start would be just to give us a little bit, tell us exactly who you are and what you do.
I love it. Do we have any do's and don'ts? What can I say and what I can't say?
I get it's a safe space. It's on a university radio campus, so as long as we're respectful of people's, sexualities and identities and stuff like that, I don't think that should be a problem, though.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a specific topic in mind that you want to cover, any area of pain that you feel your audience would benefit from?
Well, I was talking to Ivana, and like I said, this is I'm a stand-up comedian, and I thought some particular issues that would resonate with my audience would be probably stuff like anxiety and depression are kind of the big ones that I see, I guess, in the circle of people that I think are listening to this show.
Yeah, and how open people are to receiving, like, for example, if I, as a key awakening facilitator, describe my view of anxiety, that is, uncertain, negative future goal setting, and that could be due to lack of faith. So if I could go in a little bit of spirit and faith, that lack of certainty, can create anxiety, how open your audience is?
Okay. Well, I try to be an open-minded person myself, and hopefully that bleeds through to my listeners a little bit. I like to kind of live as the example that I would like to see in the world. And so all I can say is I'm open to anything like this, and my listeners are fans of me, so hopefully they're on board with that.
I really admire stand-up comedian. That was one of my dreams. I tried it one of my workshops and failed miserably, so I really respect your career.
How many times did you try it?
About twice. People said, Sidra, stick with healing.
Oh, you're supposed to be terrible after twice. You have to be awful for many years before you get good. That's kind of how it goes.
Then I decided to stick with the area which makes myself feel good about myself, which is healing. So I love healing, and here I am.
Yeah, fair enough. To start stand-up comedy requires a bit of masochism, I think. You have to punish yourself for a good long time before there's any success, for the most part.
And the level of self-criticism and self-judgment that has to go through to form a laughter, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that we have to deal with, and part of that, using that same stuff that beating ourselves up, it's also can be a tool to kind of, it can be cathartic to get it out, and you have to be self-aware to get better, I guess.
Exactly. I think I feel your career is really similar to mine as healing, because people who are looking for joy in their lives, who are maybe supposedly in denial and have lost the ability to laugh at themselves, and you remind them.
Yeah, I like to look at it that way sometimes. That's interesting. But it is still, you're right, it is kind of in the same ballpark. Anyone who speaks publicly is a performer of some sort. We're doing the same job. The goals might be different. Mine would be specifically, I guess, laughter.
In fact, the goals are the same. The vehicle to get achieve that goal is different.
Okay. Yeah.
I make people cry talking about their past. You make people laugh talking about their past.
Right. So what exactly? What goals can someone expect from? Would you say it's a program that you have?
So I offer courses. It's an annual program that I offer. And I take them to an online termly journey where I help them understand the major areas of their life, which is health, wealth, spirituality, and their relationships, and bring them into alignment. Because a lot of times what I see people is they're stuck in a cyclical cycle of problems where when their relationship is working, their money is not working, and when their money is working, their health is not working, and there's always something that needs fixing.
Right. So how does this program fix those issues?
So it actually the book I wrote is called The Awakening, and the tool that I've discovered after about 4,800 hours in the field of energy, and I help people teach that tool and help them access their part of their consciousness, which is maybe denied and forgotten, and creating sabotages and procrastinations and problems in their life.
You said how many hours? 4,000 something?
That was my first book. I did about, my book was released on the 27th of May, 2015, and I had started my journey 2009, 27th of February. And between then and that, I had done about 4,800 hours of in-the-field healing through hypnosis, EFT, NLP, divine healing, and Reiki.
Okay, so when you say in the field of healing and energy, what exactly do you mean by that?
It would be I opened up a one-to-one alternative, like a online clinic where women especially who'd have depression, or men who had depression, and I volunteered at Samaritan's about 3 years to really facilitating through hypnosis, through conversations, through healing, people from victim to victor and somebody who's on suicidal to finding their dream life. And that's the case studies that I've captured and did my first book. Now, from then onwards, 2015, I've opened up a school that is called School of Awakening Online, and I'm researching for my second book that is will be launched in 2020. Okay. And I have, by the grace of God, about over 100 members who are, and the ABC tool has reached about 5,000 people.
Okay. So what does hour one of that background look like? How do you get started doing something like this? Is it an ability that you discovered, you had, or did you seek this out and learn how to become a healer? Or can you just tell us a little bit about how that started?
I don't know if you have access to my book, The Awakening. I do share a little bit of my journey, and that I was born one of three girls, and in a country where boys were preferred. So all my life, I remember feeling suicidal. You know, even though I was a top student, I was loved by everyone, and I was pretty, and everything. I got married at the age of 19 with a guy I wanted, yet I was always suicidal. I tried to kill myself 3 times, and I didn't know why. And then one day when it was too much, I remember 2013, I had a son who was 6 months old, and I just didn't know why I overdosed. And then I remember, it's so crazy, but I remember seeing a light that says, leave everything, never leave learning. And then I realized that, look, death is stupid, it's not happening, so why don't I learn and understand why, despite of everything working in my life, boys, husband, everything, yet I feel I didn't want to be here. And that's when I opened up, a journey of education. I started doing a BSc Law with Management externally from UK, and then I got interested in hypnosis. And that's when the whole world of energy opened up for me, and I realized the power of the genes. Then upon discovery, I realized that suicidal thoughts were not really mine. My father's father, at the age of 35, had killed himself through overdose.
Sure. So this is an issue that you may have inherited.
Yes. Okay. And then when I realized since then I have never felt that way. Like the awareness and recognition that whatever is the feeling, the thoughts that I'm feeling might not really be mine, including depression, all these thoughts. And since I've accessed that consciousness and released it and developed a whole ancestral time process, genuinely, not only me, most people who experience the differentiation between where the problem is coming from, 80% of the problems wash away.
Right. So do you feel that that people generally need to have kind of a rock bottom moment like that to realize that they require need some help and to move on with their lives? Because I assume this seems like something that that you have to offer to everyone could use a bit of a tune up. Your world doesn't need to be falling apart. I know why.
100%, John. And I really believe it's the level of the person's awareness. Sometimes the ego is so blind that it's not even aware of what it's doing.
Yeah.
And people who are little aware, they can take up small signs and go inside and fix and integrate the lesson and move on with the journey.
Yeah, I know. Like earlier this year, listeners of my show will know that I went through a bit of a tough time. It may seem like a small thing, but there was another podcast locally, and a good friend of mine, Brian Godsoe, he's out there listening. He put together a list of the top five comedians in the area, and it doesn't seem like much, but to be excluded from that list, it really hit me hard, and it was kind of a rock bottom for me. Does that seem silly?
No, it seems honest.
Okay, we had a bit of a back and forth with my friend Brian, and I told him about how upset I was, and we fought a little bit, not physically, but there was a bit of tension there, and
rivalry.
Right. Yeah, and I had him on this show, and I appeared on his show, not entirely voluntarily. It's a long story to get into it. I was kind of dragged into it, but we eventually worked past it, because I'm the type of person that with a real crushing defeat like that, I like to see, just use that as a stepping stone to something better and to move past it. I don't like to hang on to that that negativity.
That is wonderful.
Well, thank you. So you've talked about your, you said you talked a bit more about your journey in the Awakening book. I see that the first chapter of that is available for free online. Is that story there in chapter one, or
yes,
does that come later? Okay.
Yes, chapter one. And also I'm doing something called ABC Trials and Online, where each week I send a chapter out for the audience to go and read and do the spiritual practices that I've shared in the book, and come back and tell me how much of it is effective and how much of it still needs work. So I'm kind of creating a focus group for people to come and review the tools that we are sharing.
Okay, so without giving too much away, what is an example of some of these tools that that a person can use to kind of start the process?
So they could start the process would be, one of the very famous tools is connecting with the higher self, where we believe that everything is consciousness and everything is energy and time, past, present, and future is happening at the same time. So instead of going blind into the future, you can connect with the higher self of the event of the project or the client that you want to attract, and align with the higher self, connect and put it in the manifestation energetic manifestation zone, and allow the physical event to just happen. So that could be a little small practical tip of connecting with the higher self before you go to work. That could solve like anxiety in minutes, because one of my clients, she couldn't step out without the tablets for so many years. And after using ABC and then just understanding that anxiety is that part of her, which is negative future goal setting, and connecting with the higher self, imagining the outcome and best possible outcome, she could step out not one, not two, actually four times without feeling anything.
Right. Yeah, that does seem very practical. Would you say that this is a difficult process, or is the main difficulty in just getting started and admitting to yourself that a change needs to be made?
I tell you, John, the most difficult part, the most challenging part of this journey is commitment. Because a lot of times we are so much into disposable society and quick fixes that if the connecting with the higher self doesn't work once, we'll just give up and try something else. So the way that a person can do is dedicate to just wanting light showers. Every time before I enter the house anywhere, I would just imagine light entering, dissolving all the old memories. So when I enter a new environment, they can just commit to that on a daily basis and have a discipline to train their mind with the energetic connection that will change their world.
Right. So you say dissolving the old memories. So is the idea when you have a painful event in the past to completely let it go?
Yeah, the idea is not just letting it go from yourself. The idea is that everything is energy, and energy contains information, and that information resonates in the environment, the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the accessories you use, and the restaurants you eat at. So imagine if you were in a restaurant and somebody had an argument or somebody fight there, then next day you go in the same place, and unbeknown to you, you will have a certain uncomfortable feeling, and before you know it, you have an argument with your partner, right, and you don't even know how.
Sure. Okay, so you know, I try to be open to this stuff, but that's something that I'm guilty of. Like for example, another thing. I worked a job for a bit of a tyrant last summer, and these past couple of months I've had a multi-part series talking about kind of the pain and ordeal that I went to with that job. It was a really tough time for me, and I think it's been cathartic to talk about it. But would you say would you think that that's kind of dwelling on the thing, and I should just let it go, or continue with part eight of the series?
So I would be responding the fact that you still have the memory of that pain, meaning that we haven't learned the lesson that the pain is telling us through those memories. And once we understand what that perceptive, I would say bullying, if you don't mind me saying that word, we are experiencing, if we learn and understand the lesson that memory is teaching, then the memory will go away.
Okay.
Because it's only the attachment, when we are emotionally attached to a memory, that's only when we remember.
Right, yeah, and I think talking about it is a way for me to understand it better, and maybe that's a way to get past it. And I hope that sharing kind of this experience, because, you know, a lot of people go through terrible experiences like this, and I just want to say, like, it's happened to me too, and get my story out there for people, and maybe through my awakening, I guess you might call it, talking about this very serious issue that happened last summer, that maybe as I learn about it, people can learn about their own things.
I love that, John, and I don't know the detail of what really happened, but what I can say that most challenging events in our life allow us to grow through them, not go through them. So it's who we are becoming as a result of those experiences is what really inspires other people to use what we used.
Sure. Okay, and I just wanted to come back to, you mentioned earlier that the one-on-one alternative clinic that you set up most of the people that are part of this are women. Is it geared towards women, or is that just, or do they just have the a certain demeanor that is more likely to want to seek out this kind of
So you must system? Have heard that saying, your vibe attracts your tribe.
Right.
When I started out, from being a divorced single mom with two children, overcoming depression, overweight, physical illnesses. So the type of people I attracted was on the similar challenges Right. And that's why after the first book, now the previous ratio was 80% women and 20% men. Now I've launched Business Venture and I'm monitoring conscious businesses and teaching them ABC for their businesses. So now my ratio has changed to 60-40, where 60% are men and 40% are women.
Okay. So do you find that that men and women generally have a different set of issues?
No, they all have the same issue. They all want to be accepted and they all want to be recognized in all honesty.
Right.
It's the way they express their issue differs. Women are more passively expressing their issue through illnesses, through heartbreaks, and men mostly through quietness, isolation, and breakdowns.
Sure. Okay. And I did. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to watch the whole thing. But I was just doing a bit of research before the show, and I noticed on the Facebook page there's a video on embracing the masculine energy. So could you talk about what exactly that means?
Yes, sure. Like in my opinion, and this is just purely ideas from my own thought forms. Is as an awakened being, a lot of times we get stuck in women equality and men equality, and we confuse the body that we acquire as who we are as an energy. And my intention to provide education and awareness in saying the woman who's fighting for a CEO position and for woman equality, that's not a divine feminine, that is a female body expressing itself. It's a divine masculine expressing itself through a female body.
Okay.
And once we integrate the divine masculine and divine feminine both within the same body, then we can have a choice to be the divine feminine and be the divine masculine regardless of what body we are acquiring.
Okay, so you're saying it doesn't matter what physical form that you take, everyone kind of has both energies.
Yes, we have both energies. We have actually three energies. You know, there's in the law of vibration, there's the number three that completes the formation. And science tells us parent self, child self, and your adult self.
Okay.
When you are in vibrationally, you are divine masculine, divine feminine, and your God self or your inner child. And then you choose the female expression or a male expression through your body organs.
Sure, okay. All right. Well,
that's
my
opinion, by the way.
Oh no! Everything everybody says is their opinion. We we understand that. I just want to get you to hold that thought. We're going to take a quick 45 second break and just hear some messages and a station ID, and we'll be right back with Sid Jaffe here on St. John Forward Radio.
Gently used clothing and just don't know what to do with them? Join Diabetes Canada's Declutter and Donate Challenge, and we'll pick them up for free. Keep your items out of a landfill and help fund diabetes research. You could say what you don't want does a whole lot. Schedule your free home pickup today at declutter.diabetes.ca. That's declutter.diabetes.ca.
You can put whatever slant on it you like, but if you want to say your name and that you're listening to 107.3 local FM. Community Boys. All right, so we're back. Are you still with us, Sidra?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we're here with Sidra Jaffe. So we were just talking about how both masculine and female energy, and along with the third one, kind of flows through everybody, regardless of their physical form. What do you? This is kind of a touchy subject, but what are your thoughts on kind of the big identity politics of the current era? Just everybody seems very interested in certain and labeling themselves as one thing or another or not at all. What do you think about that whole situation?
In all honesty, John, for me, it's all a choice of expression, and whatever challenges of identity crisis of any sort of that they are experiencing, according to my opinion, it's orchestrated by the divine, and there is some soul lesson involved in that crisis that they might be experiencing, and that is their journey to find out who they're becoming as a result of that crisis.
Right. Yeah, I personally, like, I don't have, I'm just, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with this kind of stuff, but I like to kind of think optimistically that maybe someday, it's probably not going to be anytime soon, just the idea of how people identify themselves will be kind of irrelevant, and rather than just I'm a this kind of a person or I'm a that kind of a person, we should all just be people, I think.
Be people, and I agree, in all honesty, John, I believe that in order to make sense of this world, in order to form an opinion on anything, we must be able to identify, or at least we must be able to relate to it, which is why the formation of identities and tribes is a natural way of being. I believe what we miss and fundamentally lack is awareness of choice, that if somebody chooses to even be born as binary or want to experience non-gender, they, whatever they're going through, it is their choice at some level.
Right. Okay, so it's their choice. You don't feel like it's something inherent. I feel like a lot of it is kind of a social construct.
I'm sorry about my choice of words. When I say choice, I'm never meaning in human personality choice.
Right.
I'm only meaning the choice of the contrast between mercy and grace, the contrast of acquiring a female body and experiencing a masculine energy.
Right, okay.
So I operate from the world of consciousness and energy, and all of my reading and diagnostics are from that realm, and no way I'm here to offend any conscious personalities.
Oh no, we know that this is a positive conversation. We're just expressing ideas. The idea is not to push anything onto anybody else, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion, of course. So you've been talking about a lot of interesting things. So you mentioned your book The Awakening. Is that what it's called?
That's correct.
Okay. How else would somebody who's interested in this kind of get started?
So they would get access to the book. Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
So they can access to the book. If they can Google me, Sidra Jaffrey, and they would find my website. If they want to access the book, they can have the book. And also I have an online school, which is the School of Awakening. That's my gift to the consciousness of humanity. I fundamentally believe that in these times of great change, the only way we can pass the clouds of anxiety and depression and cancer and suicide is when we work together as a unit and support each other in the times where we need it. So that's why I provide an online 24-hour support to anybody who needs it.
Okay, yeah, and that's good to have the online tools like that. But I see a lot of videos on online with you giving like public talks. How does somebody go about? Do you have anything in Canada or New Brunswick in particular?
Yes, I have. I do have in Vancouver. I do live events. Is 5 days. It's a retreat called Soul Spa, where it's a residentialist retreat, and I take people on a 5-day journey of their soul, and each day we experience an element of their life, meaning their mind, their emotion, their spirit, their body, and then their cosmic self, and connect them together as a soul, which I believe is school of space of unlimited light. And we are having a 5-day one in March 2019, I believe, in Whistler.
Okay. A 5-day retreat. Not necessarily everybody, especially around here, could afford to make a trip out to Vancouver. But if somebody did find themselves in there, is this retreat expensive?
Yeah, it wouldn't be expensive. It would be cheaper than your holiday budget.
Sure. Okay.
So probably within a couple of grand.
Okay.
And it will. It's not just 5 days. I also offer a 3-month support, which is mostly online, but is live interactive, and it's like a virtual reality where we don't leave the spa pieces in the 5 days. we expand it to 5 weeks, to 5 months, and really build the space for people. I believe that in this time, the light workers are supposed to shine. So I'm all about resources, support, joint ventures, and building a light-minded community.
Right. So this 5-day retreat isn't just a Band-Aid solution where you throw down some money and in 5 days you're all set, and that's where the journey stops.
Far from it, John. Far from it. Far from it. Okay. The 5 days, it's almost like a boot camp. The journey doesn't, it's not just, as I said, 5 days journey. It's basically 3 to 6 months journey, depending how committed, as I said, and dedicated you are. The more, it's like participation equals value. The more you immerse into the tools, the more you apply it, the more you test it, the more you become an active agent of change, the more accelerated your change will be.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And there's, I guess, to bring it back to comedy, there's a comedy boot camp that James Mullinger he's a big comedian around here, runs for comedians, and they go through a pretty rigorous process. They sit down, and James is at the top of his game, and he's kind of spreading his knowledge out to the newer comedians, and they go through a pretty intense comedy boot camp process. And local legend Matt Keenan kind of came out of that, and he's just the difference between before he went into comedy boot camp and after was just mind blowing. And I would expect it's a little bit more important to get your life and your kind of spiritual energy in order. So if that kind of just, I can see, somebody, you remind me, you're kind of a lot like James Mullinger in some ways.
Exactly. And sorry to intervene. There's a specific reason why it's 5 days.
Right.
Because the biggest reason why people are unable to change their lives, everybody wants a better life and better body and love of their life, but not willing to walk at it. So the 5-day spa gives you an infrastructure of how to use your time, because your destiny is dictated by only 4 things. The food you eat, the clothes you wear, the air you breathe, and the conversations you have. That really dictates your health, wealth, relationship, and spirituality level in life.
Okay. All right.
So during the 5-day, I teach people how to reset the memory of their food, how to bless their food, and use the energy of the food consciously without feeling guilty and stacking a pile of guilt on their waist because they couldn't waste it in the bin.
Right. Okay. So with my contact who set this up with Ivana suggested that maybe we could do some sort of a live demonstration. I'm here with my wife, she's gone through some issues over the past little while, and so we'll take another quick 45-second break, and then we could get my wife in on this, and you could talk to her and see what we can make happen live on the radio.
I would love that.
All right. Well, come back in 45 seconds. I'm here with Sidra Jaffe on St. John Forward Radio.
Established in 2015, Third Shift aims to offer citizens a unique opportunity to engage with contemporary art and reimagine their city. Third Shift holds space for new experiences and communal exchange through the exhibition of temporary installations, interventions, performances, and projections in the heart of Uptown St. John. Third Shift is proud to announce that it has expanded its schedule to include 2 days of artistic presentations and workshops leading up to their signature nighttime exhibition on Friday, August 17th, 2018.
All right, so we're back here on St. John Forward Radio. I've got Sidra Jaffe on the line, and I've got my dear wife, May, sitting
Hello.
Across from me here. I guess I'll just let you guys have a little chat, and we'll see what happens.
Hi, Sidra.
Amazing.
Hi.
Hello. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, thank you. I've been listening. This is very interesting to me, actually.
Amazing. I'm very excited to facilitate you.
Oh, good.
So the process I use is called ABC. It's an acronym for Accessing Body Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And what the premises it works on, that whatever pain that you might be experiencing physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, the real reason is the memory, a promise, a decision that you might have made in the imprint period or in the modeling period that is currently resulting a pain in your adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And through the process of ABC, we aim to heal the point of creation of the pain, physical, emotional, or any sort, by understanding the message that the pain is giving, accepting the message, and replacing it with what we want to experience instead of pain.
Right.
How does that sound?
That sounds great. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Amazing. Phew, this is my first time on the radio show ABC.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That this would go well.
Yeah, no, that's exciting.
Amazing. So tell me, are you sitting comfortably?
I am.
Amazing. Do you have any aches and pains in your body currently? Any physical or emotional?
I would say probably both.
Both, okay.
Yeah, should I pick one and just kind of focus on that for now?
A point of entry. And I want to know how comfortable you are in sharing the personal information, because when I open the energy, sometimes, by the grace of God, I have a gift of seeing events. Are you happy for me to share it, or would you like to keep it confidential?
We could share. I could talk about a physical pain I'm having.
Let's start from there. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you could close your eyes.
Okay.
And take a deep breath in and become fully present in your body. And if you can take all your attention and all your awareness of that part of your body which is currently aching or paining, which part of your body is responding?
It would be my lower abdomen on my right side.
And if you could relate the experience of the pain, how would you describe that pain? What type of pain is it? Is it a heavy pain? Is it a sharp pain? Is it a stabbing pain?
I would say it's kind of like dull and persistent. And if I move around it, okay, it kind of gets a little worse.
Okay, and if you could rate that pain between 0 and 10, 10 being it's really intense and 0 being it's nothing there, what number would you give it?
I would give it a 3.
3.
Yeah.
And if it had a color, what color would it be?
If I had what, sorry?
If that energy, that pain had a color, what color would it be?
Probably maroon.
Maroon.
Yeah.
If you imagine in your mind's eye for a second that by invoking the law of free will, you're allowing that energy of that pain number 3, maroon, dull pain, just leaving your body, spiraling out of your body and forming a shape, a person in your mind's eye who holds the key to that pain. Who can you see, sense, or imagine in your mind's eye?
I'm not really sure. It's someone that I think I recognize, but I don't remember their name from a long time
ago. That's fine. Is it a masculine figure or a feminine
figure? It's masculine.
Okay. And if you could imagine that they could speak to you, what would they say?
I think they would not really speak so much as just be kind of dismissive to me when I'm trying to speak to them, if that makes sense.
Okay, and if you could speak to them, what would they say?
I would just say, you know, pay attention to me.
and what I'm saying
is valid.
And how old is this you?
Pardon me?
That's it. How old is this you that's saying this to him?
Probably, I would say 15 or 16.
Okay, if that 15 or 16-year-old you could live in your body, where would you see, sense, or imagine her?
If I could live, I would think right around like where my solar plexus would be. That's where.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Take all your attention, all your awareness there. You can feel the presence of that part of your consciousness in your solar plexus and allow her to leave your body. So she's spiraling out and she's clockwise. And she's leaving your body, and in your mind's eye, she's standing in the left side of your mind. Can you see, sense, imagine?
Yeah.
And towards the right side of the mind is the pain, the point of creation of that pain, that person.
Okay.
Can you see, sense, imagine it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, if you can be the wise being, the mediator between the two, And if you could allow that younger you, 17-year-old you, who was trying to say something and was unheard, if she could speak, what would she say?
I think she would really tell him that he's not important and that her own lived experience doesn't have anything to do with what he thinks is right.
And how would he respond to that information?
I think he'd act dismissively again, but then I wouldn't back down, so he would eventually just he would get embarrassed and leave.
So I'm going to say some words.
Okay.
Would repeat after me. Is that okay?
Okay.
You say to them both, I love you.
I love you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But no matter how hard.
But no matter how hard.
We try.
We try.
We can't come to an agreement.
We can't come to an agreement.
And you, in your mind, I look towards your left and imagine connecting with that 17-year-old you. And you say to her, righteousness.
Righteousness.
Isn't getting us anywhere.
Isn't getting us anywhere.
Then you move towards the right side and you connect with that being.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, resentfulness.
Resentfulness.
Is costing me.
Is costing me.
And then you connect and imagine in your mind's eye, from your heart center, these words, the left side is connecting a bond with that 17-year-old. And then from the 17-year-old's power center, there's a light coming out of, going into that energy, the dark energy, and this is enlightening that energy into gold and coming back into your power center. And I'm going to say some words.
Mm-hmm.
You just repeat after me. Is that okay?
Yes.
You say with love.
With love.
I let go.
I let go.
Any vows?
And vows.
Any vows?
Any vows.
Any contracts?
Any contracts.
Any promises?
Any promises.
Any agreements?
Any agreements.
That I have made to myself?
That I have made to myself.
Or anybody else?
Or anybody else.
Which keeps me stuck in pain?
Which keeps me stuck in pain.
Unheard?
I'm hurt.
Unrecognized?
Unrecognized.
Unvalued?
Unvalued.
I release?
I release.
Remove?
The most.
And clear?
And plain.
Oh, clear?
Clear.
All traumatic memories?
All traumatic memories.
Of past?
Of past.
Conflicts?
Conflicts.
Between?
Between.
The divine masculine?
The divine masculine.
And the divine feminine in me?
And the divine feminine in me.
On behalf of my mother?
On behalf of my mother?
I forgive my father?
I forgive my father.
On behalf of my father?
On behalf of my father?
I receive forgiveness?
I receive forgiveness.
And heal all past?
And heal all past.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let go and take a deep breath in. Out. Once again, if you can breathe in a couple of times, and if you have water, that'd be like magic.
We aren't allowed to bring drinks into the booth here.
Whoops. Sorry.
That's okay.
How are you feeling, my friend?
I feel good. That was really neat.
Well, I'm just sitting across and just seeing the waves wash over her was pretty incredible.
I honestly feel relaxed and calm after that. That was good.
Your wound feels healed as well.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it feels better. It's something that I would keep working on, but I notice a difference. So thank you.
You stand or a brother, my friend?
Pardon me?
You have a son or a brother?
No.
If I was off the record, I would ask you to suggest a meditation, which you can get off the record from my friend Ivana. That would really help and heal that wound completely in 3 weeks.
I would like that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for that. We've got a few more minutes to wrap up before I close out the show. Do you have any final words of advice? I guess, like I said, there's probably a lot of comedians that are listening to this, and like I said, they deal with a lot of anxiety and depression, and also have part of the reason that we do what we do. We kind of say our opinions into a microphone is part of it is because we want a connection with other people. So, and I think on some level that's what we're all seeking. So do you have anything that you'd like to say to the comedians that are listening to the show tonight?
I would like to offer a prayer before they go on stage. I would like to offer a small thing that they can use, and that they that way they will always feel my praise. They will always feel content and purposeful. Would you like that?
Yeah.
So before you go on stage, you say, you close your eyes and you connect with the audience. You imagine in your mind's eye you're actually in the center of the stage and the whole hall is full. And then you connect and you say, whoever shows up in my awareness today, may they receive the highest level of joy, laughter, and transformation through my words, actions, and intentions. Thank you.
That's nice. Is that something that you would do for yourself before going out to give a talk to a large group of people?
Yes. I as soon as I open my eyes, John, I have this prayer that I say that whoever I meet for a minute, for a second, for an hour, for a day, I make a difference in their life, and I leave them better than I found them.
All right. Well, that's nice. So do you want to, I guess, remind everyone how they can find you and where to find the book and the website and all that stuff?
Yes, they can go. My website address is WWE. I specifically, instead of www, I've put WWE. worldwe.schoolawakening.com or www.sidrajaffe.com. So it's WWE represents World We.
Okay, so it's nothing to do with the worldwide wrestling entertainment?
No, it's everything to do with We Connection and We Dreams.
Okay. All right, well, that was Sidra Jaffe and Jaffrey, sorry. Well, I guess thank you very much for calling in. This was a very interesting talk, and hopefully my listeners appreciate it as much as I did.
I'm sorry it wasn't as funny as your usual talks.
Oh, I like to just have real conversations on here. It's not all. We save the laughs for on stage. I'm kind of known for, you know, my quick setup punchline, just lots of laughs per minute. But on the radio show, I like to scale it back and get more introspective.
I really liked it, Sidra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope to connect with you soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
So, May, how are you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah. Was that what you expected?
I didn't know what to expect. I didn't go in with any kind of... I deliberately didn't look anything up. I cried a little bit, so you can just laugh about that if you
no,
want.
No, it's... I'm glad that... we had kind of a breakthrough here. Do you feel like that some healing was done and that your life is going to change?
I don't know. I feel like I'm interested in it.
We should have asked her how crystals would tie into it. You're big into that stuff.
Well, I have my own thing with them. I think that's okay. I don't know that it would be tied into it. I think that the current path that I'm on myself ties into a lot of what she was talking about.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've pictured before a particularly, not what I was thinking today because I didn't want to have to talk about it, but there is a bad memory that I play over in my head sometimes, and I imagine being there and just setting the place on fire and having it all burned down, and I keep telling myself that happened a long time ago and it's not going to happen again.
You don't want to burn our house down, do you?
It wasn't our house. Okay. It's right. Okay.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the show, so I might as well. Now that we've all been awakened, we've got a show coming up this Friday. We got No Jokes Barred Deluxe on Friday, August 3rd at O'Leary's at 8:30. We've got headliner Shane Ogden, local OG comedian who could probably use some healing himself. Need to put those two in touch. The Reverend Brian Giles, international comedy superstar, is coming up from Maine to host that one. I'm on the show. Pregina Maskey is making her No Jokes Barred Deluxe debut, as well as Chris Locke, who is a touring comedian who just happened to be in town, so lucky enough to snap him up, so you can check that out. I'm also going to be, I don't know exactly where, I'm going to be performing at the Gagetown military base. I'm going to have to ask Troy for the address or something. I don't know where I'm going. But anyway, that's Thursday, if you're in the military and you happen to be listening to this, so you can check that out.
Forgot you were doing that.
I guess we'll just close it out. One of the highlights for both of us this weekend at the Impact Music Festival was the band Attila, and this is kind of a crazy song, so I'm saving it for the end. If you don't like it, you can just tune out, but I love this song. It's about pizza.
Yay.
And this has been St. John Forward Radio.
Dude, go get the door. It's a pizza guy.
Ooh, you got any money on this one?
Yeah, here's a five.
What up, man? Give me that shit. Keep the change. Get out of here.
Yo, hurry. Bring that shit over here. What'd you put on it? The good
pumped?
Stuff?
I got the best stuff, man. Feast your eyes.
Dude, are you fucking kidding me? Pineapple on the whole fucking pizza?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Fucking pineapple!
Dude, chill, you can peel off the pineapple.